WOTR. This is KQ4 WHN. Good afternoon, sir.
Buddy, Mr. Mark, am I correct there? This is Tom.
You have correctly decoded my call sign, sir. How are you doing?
Da-da-da, di-di-di-di-da. And then WHN, isn't it? Da-da-da, di-di-di-di-da. But you can't decode that.
I could do it in flashing light and CW, but I have lost that skill, so I need to go back and pick it back up.
Beats the heck out of FT4 and FT8. There's some effort there and some elbow grease. Well, how you doing, Mark? We're just going up. We go up once a month to pay the water bill just for the ride up to the towards the Blue Ridge Water Department.
Probably equally as fun, I'm going to sign my brother up for a Medicare supplement. So got about 10 minutes of driving to go to the insurance man's office.
I thought you was going down to the Medicare office, and I was going to say, good luck on that. Wow. That office is packed from the second it opens of a morning till it closes. It's about like the DMV.
I have had good luck in that most everything we've had to do with them is electronic, so we don't have to go visit the folks in person. I'm hoping to avoid that on a permanent basis.
That'd be 65. I think you got to go down there, but don't quote me on that. Maybe they got it all online now. Well, I wonder what this is up here. The Burgess Company? What is that, Bernice? Two big, new, long buildings up here. They're building up on 101 north of us, north of Lake Robinson. Any square foot of open territory, farm ground, whatever, they're selling it and building on it.
Yeah, the power of growth and the constant reflection by all of those real estate magazines that we are the number one place to move to, so they got to build it so they will come.
Personally, I think it sucks. But c'est la vie, we moved here 16 years ago, and it wasn't nothing like this then. Houses were reasonable, and traffic was reasonable, and all that's gone by the wayside. But, oh, there's no use whining about it. I don't even serve crackers with my wine.
It's the price of progress, but I'm debating whether we need to move off in the country and find some place with a couple of cows and a bunch of chickens and just wait it out until we're done on this earth, because I definitely don't want to live in the world of Greenville downtown where my daughter is. That seems like a miserable experience to me, but she's at a different stage of life.
You can tolerate it back then. Heck, when I first got out of high school, I went out and to Wichita, Kansas, and it was 165 miles away, and had to ride my little motorcycle out there and work all week and then ride it home on the weekend, and worked at Learjet for a little while, bucking rivets for a whopping $1.70 an hour. You know, I don't think I'd want to fly in one of those that I worked on those Model 24s. I was awfully young.
They managed to stay there, or somebody came in behind you and fixed the work, I guess.
Actually, we did all right, because it had to be inspected closely. But one guy got on one side of the wing, and he had a book in his hand, which was just a large piece of metal. And the other guy got on the other side and put the rivet in and drove it against the buck, and that was it. And that's how you put the skin on the intercostals. And I loved airplanes ever since. Mark, we're pulling into the water company now, so I'll have to shut off for a few minutes anyways. Maybe I'll pick you up in a minute. You enjoyed it. This is NZERO TR.
3 minutes away from my destination, so I'll turn the radio back on when I get done. Maybe we can catch each other. But have a good afternoon, sir. Appreciate the Q-Set. This is KQ4 WHN.